Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
James Swanwick is leading the alcohol-free revolution. He is a speaker, an author, a coach, and he is the creator of the alcohol-free lifestyle. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, George. Great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, why you do what you do.
I'm Australian-American, and I help high achievers to finally break free from alcohol. To be clear, I don't necessarily support what society might deem an alcoholic. You don't have to have woken up in a ditch or got a DUI or hit rock bottom. I help high achievers who maybe they consider themselves a gray area drinker, where they've been drinking at least two or three, maybe four drinks a night for many, many years, and now it's caught up with them in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and their attempts to break free from alcohol have been ineffective. And so we have a coaching organization, and we support those folks to have clarity, focus, energy, sleep better, save a marriage, be more present with their children, and enjoy living an alcohol-free lifestyle.
And how does one start a revolution like this? How do you find yourself doing this?
Well, I was a socially acceptable drinker growing up in Australia, in that I had two or three drinks most nights of the week. And I started doing that at age 16, 17. And I did it for almost two decades. I got to age 35. I was in Austin, Texas at the time. I had two Bombay Sapphire gin and tonics on a Friday night. And I woke up in the morning, looked in the mirror, and I just felt blah. And blah means average, mediocre, 6 out of 10. Again, didn't wake up in a ditch, didn't get a DUI, didn't hit rock bottom, but 20 years almost of socially acceptable drinking meant that I had about 30 pounds extra body weight that I wanted to get rid of. I was tired, weathered, I was irritable, I was envious of other people. My sleep was a 6 out of 10, my business was a 6 out of 10, I was just average. And so I committed to quitting drinking for what I thought might be 30 days, and it's been 15 years. And because of the benefits that I got from an alcohol-free lifestyle, clarity, focus, energy, created two very successful businesses, a lot of folks started asking me, hey, how do you have fun alcohol-free? How do you finally break free from alcohol? And I don't want to go to AA. I don't want to go to rehab. It's not that bad, but how do I stop drinking? And that's how I created this organization called Alcohol-Free Lifestyle. And 2025, there's a real tidal wave of cultural change happening right now, where increasing numbers of people are finally waking up to alcohol's damaging effects and saying no to it. And I like to support people on that journey.
So 15 years, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Has it ever been easy? Is it easy now?
It's very easy now. The most challenging time was the first 30 days when I felt social awkwardness, sharing with friends and family that I was alcohol free. And some of my friends tried to get me to drink, and people would call me un-Australian. Come on, just have one. But once I started to experience the profound benefits, including great sleep and health, and I attracted a great romantic relationship, and I was less irritable and less stressed and less anxious, and I started to look good, and I lost the pounds, and I generated the body that I think nature intended me to have. And I also learned how to navigate social situations alcohol-free and have the most fun. I became increasingly confident in my choice, and so social pressures didn't faze me. People saying, come on, just have one, didn't faze me. And now I just live it. I embody it, and the big secret is that no one really cares if you drink or not. They just care if you're pleasant to be around.
What is it that keeps most people drinking? Is that knowable? There's an addiction element for some people, maybe all of them. Social pressure, just have one, don't be un-Australian or don't be un-American, whatever. There's lots of reasons.
Yeah, I've got a whole chapter in my book, Clear, about this actually, where I list all of the things that keep people drinking, and they include mistakenly believing that alcohol relieves our stress and anxiety. The reality is that it gives us some temporary but illusionary relief. But very soon we end up drinking to try to relieve the symptoms that drinking is causing in the first place. And we get stuck on this vicious perpetual cycle. The discomfort of being with ourselves alcohol free, because when we have clarity and focus, all of a sudden it shines a light on the fact that maybe we're in the wrong marriage. Maybe we've made the wrong career choice. All of a sudden, we realize we've been procrastinating on some tough choices and decisions, and we've been using the alcohol to kick the can down the road. We've been using the alcohol to numb ourselves from the discomfort of being ourselves and the choices that we have made. And so the easier of the two options is to just stay in the status quo and keep on drinking. Another big one that I hear my clients share with me, and which I outline in the book, is this identity change. I've only ever known myself to be a drinker. Who will I be as a non-drinker? Will I be dull, boring? Will I be ostracized from the group? My whole identity is wrapped around me being the fun person, the character, the larrikin, the entertainer, the connector, the lover. And alcohol is present in all of that. And so this fear of the unknown, this fear of change, who will I be if I'm not a drinker? And what will people think of me as a non-drinker tends to prevent people from changing. And then there's also this thing I hear a lot in members of our 90-day stop drinking program, which is called Project 90, and again, which I outline in the book, which is, I just want to do moderation. How about if I only drink on weekends? Yeah, that's what I'll do. Only drink on weekends. I'll only drink on special occasions.
There you go.
And then, of course, what happens is that each and every day becomes a special occasion. The slippery slope gets us. We have a little drink here and a little drink there and a couple drinks earlier in the week than we'd promised ourselves. And then we just go, you know what? I'll just drink one drink a night, 7 days a week. And then that turns into two and then three. Moderation is a myth for most people. And we convince ourselves that doing dry January or sober October means that we're alcohol conscious. But the reality is that many of us go into those 30-day monthly challenges feeling like we're depriving ourselves of fun and joy by not drinking. And so we get to day 30 and what do? We celebrate with a drink. And then we return to the very drinking habits that inspired us to try to want to do this 30-day challenge in the first place. So that can keep people stuck as well. This idea that I can just do moderation. I'll only do weekends. I'll just drink on special occasions. They're the patterns that I see, George.
All those make perfect sense. And I mean, it's hard for us grownups to make change. And all the things you've just laid out are compelling reasons why people continue doing what they're doing, when the other reasons that you laid out at the beginning of the reason that what you discovered when you stopped drinking and what obviously keeps you from drinking still today are those benefits of clarity and just being healthy and more focus and lots of really, really beneficial things. So if it were easy to kick alcohol, your program probably would not be in existence. So I'm curious, how did you figure out what the elements needed to be to help people finally walk away from it?
Well, let's look at the traditional stop drinking modalities that most people do not desire to participate in. You've got AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. It's been around for 90 years, since 1935. I've done a lot of study on AA, and I did a lot of study for my book, Clear, and it showed that AA's actual success rate is about 7%, which means it has a 93% failure rate. It's definitely helped millions of people over 9 decades, no question. But it's been ineffective for at least 10 times as many people who've tried it. Then there's willpower and motivation, the least effective of all. This time I'm going to do it. I'm going to white knuckle it. This time I'm really motivated. Oh, new year, new me. Here we go. Well, that lasts about 7 days, 14 days, maybe even a couple months. And then we start making these deals with ourselves, don't we? Just one on a special occasion. And then the slippery slope gets us. So that leaves us with rehab.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
And most of your listeners, I would suggest, don't have drinking habits bad enough to warrant that. And even if they did and they went and did rehab, based on my research for my book, rehab's actual success rate is less than 5%. People go in there, they spend $100,000, they come out and they just return to the same level of alcohol and drug use as what got them going in there in the first place. So I realized that the traditional modalities were mostly ineffective. So what I learned was a neuroscience-based approach, and that was I understand positive psychology. I studied all of the studies on happiness, fulfillment, willpower, motivation, what actually motivates people to succeed. And I took all of those elements and I put them all together into a stop drinking process, which is called Project 90. The University of Washington did a scientific study on this 90-day stop drinking process in 2023, and the result was a 98% reduction in drinking amongst the study participants. The reason why I think it was so successful or is so successful is because it's a very positive, empowering process. Instead of inviting participants to say no to alcohol, I need to stop, I have to quit. Instead of having participants lament the past and wallow in their pain and shame about the mistakes they've made because of their drinking, we invite them to choose a lifestyle. So it's not saying no to alcohol, it's inviting them to choose a lifestyle. And the lifestyle we're inviting them to choose is a great night's sleep, good nutrition, morning sunlight, conscious communication, personal development, living a life of appreciation instead of expectation, being in a like-minded community of other high achievers who are also choosing an alcohol-free lifestyle. They're not stopping and trying to be sober. They're not in recovery. They're not trying to get clean. They're not surrendering to a higher power. They're not doing a 12-step program. No, we say no to all of that stuff because it's ineffective. We're saying yes to, you get to choose this. And we're going to support you doing it in a really positive, fun way in a like-minded community of other high achievers like entrepreneurs, executives, physicians, doctors, attorneys, realtors, well-educated, articulate, middle-aged folks who are very successful in most areas of their life, except this one thing, alcohol. And despite their repeated attempts to solve that problem, They haven't been able to. And that's where this neuroscience-based positive empowering modality comes in. And it seems to have a 98% success rate, at least according to the University of Washington's scientific study.
Well, it's certainly incredible. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Do people say this is too good to be true, or it sounds like BS, or do they say, great, let's go, I'm ready, or somewhere in the middle?
Not as many as you would think call BS on it, but still a sizable number. Your listener can go to alcoholfreelifestyle.com/study and read the actual scientific white paper that was published by Professor Christopher Barnes from the University of Washington. In fact, Professor Barnes said anyone who wants to call the University of Washington Seattle campus and get put through to his office is welcome to do so. The process has also been written about in Psychology Today magazine and Forbes magazine and Entrepreneur. But most importantly, we have thousands of successful case studies. Now, I think the main two components of why it's successful and others aren't is really that it's a like-minded community, right? Now, you can go to a community in AA, but you might be sitting next to a 19-year-old meth addict who's holding up a gas station. And while you might support that person, there's no relatability there. And so you go to AA, you're listening to all these people. Some of them are smoking cigarettes. They're looking at their feet. They're kind of court ordered to be there. You're thinking to yourself, I'm a well-educated, middle-aged entrepreneur, executive, high performer. This ain't my people. And so because of that, there's no intrinsic motivation. There's no accountability. And you either walk out, never to return, or you just don't even attempt it in the first place. And why would you? Because no one wants to be hanging out with people that aren't, that they don't relate to. Whereas in our 90-day process, the members, the clients, the folks who come in are middle-aged, well-educated, articulate, entrepreneurs, executives, attorneys, physicians, pilots, GPs, dentists, doctors, realtors, investors, retirees. Now you come into that group of people with a similar challenge of alcohol, and then you're like, oh, this is my group. These are my people. So that's why I feel like it's particularly successful. And despite skepticism and despite being, I wouldn't say harassed, but let's just say Alcoholics Anonymous disciples have accused me of genocide because I'm introducing a different way of stopping drinking that isn't the AA big book 12-step program that's been around for 90 days. But here's the thing. From what we understand with neuroscience now in 2025 and with all these new neuroscience-based studies that are coming out from universities all over the world, the new modalities are incredibly more effective than the old guard, so to speak.
Everything you said makes a lot of sense to me. I definitely would not be comfortable / happy / keep going to the environment where I'm sitting next to somebody that I just don't relate with in the least bit, other than that I may be struggling with alcohol. So I can definitely see that. You have to be around people who have done what it is that you want. You have to be able to see that. Say, okay, this is so relatable. That guy or that girl is a lot like me and sounds like we're doing it for the same kinds of reasons. So I appreciate that very much. I wrote down pull versus push and choice versus surrender. Seems like this is something that I want to pull myself towards, which is a better lifestyle of feeling better and being healthier versus I'm having to get pushed to make a change because it's sort of being thrust upon me. While I do appreciate surrendering to certain things, I want to have as many things in my life beyond my terms. So I want to choose to have this healthy lifestyle, and I don't want alcohol to have control over me, kind of like I don't want the tail to wag the dog.
Yes. One of the objections I have with AA is this surrendering to a higher power, like I'm powerless over this disease. And I say, powerless? You're powerful. And the other thing is that there's millions of people walking around today mistakenly believing that they're an alcoholic, where in actual fact, the term alcoholic doesn't even exist in modern medical literature. The updated term is now alcohol use disorder, otherwise known as AUD, which implies that it's temporary. Whereas when you're walking around saying, I'm an alcoholic, you're reinforcing this identity that may not be true, may not be valid. And then the beliefs and the actions that you take as a result of you labeling yourself as something show up as you exhibiting the traits of that thing. So you walk around and say, I'm an alcoholic, then you're going to behave like you're an alcoholic. So that's where I take, I don't know, I said the word objection, but that might not be the appropriate word. That's where I think it's ineffective. Let's just say that compared to what it could be. I will say this as well, George, for business owners, I tell you what, the biggest ROI I have got in life is choosing to be alcohol free. I generated modest revenue in my business, modest income as an alcohol drinking man, and then generated so much more revenue and income with the clarity and focus and energy and strategy that came from being an alcohol free man. So if there's a business owner listening and he or she desires to make more impact in their business, you may be leaving millions of dollars on the table simply because you're tired, lethargic, you don't make a sales call, you don't think strategically, you procrastinate on a hire, or you procrastinate on firing someone. And all those things in a business can equate to millions of dollars. It doesn't so much matter how much money you may be spending on purchasing alcohol. What's the more significant number is how much money you're not generating because you're drinking alcohol.
Yeah, I think that that's profound. And I bet it would be pretty easy if people had been honest to go back through the last couple of weeks and say, where did you maybe try to cut a couple of corners because you had a mild hangover, you just weren't feeling great. Like, oh yeah, I actually did blow off that one meeting or whatever. And you project that out, take it to its logical conclusion, and it's going to be a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a calculator actually that I outline in the book. I'm just trying to find which chapter it is, where a business owner or an executive or any other high achiever can actually calculate the actual cost of their drinking. Just trying to see where it is here in the book.
I bet that's a scary one. I bet that's a nervous calculation right there for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's chapter 5 in the book, Clear, How Eliminating Alcohol Grows Your Business and Your Wealth. And we show and demonstrate how just one or two seemingly innocent drinks per night is enough to cost you about $1 million each year in your business.
Wow.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Here's how it works, George, and I'll just do it in like 30 seconds. If you're a business owner and you feel like you're operating at a 6 out of 10 because of your drinking, you're tired, lethargic, you sleep, you don't make an additional sales call, you don't hire or fire someone, you kind of drag your ass a little bit. Let's just say hypothetically you have a business generating $1 million revenue. Okay, so at a 6 out of 10, you generate $1 million. If you consistently are alcohol free and now you're sleeping better, clarity, focus, you got more energy, you make an additional sales call at the end of the day, you do an additional strategic deal that you've been able to think of because you're alcohol free. Now you're operating 5 days a week instead of the 3.5 because you were drinking and recovering from drinking for the other day and a half. Now you're operating at, say, an 8 or a 9 out of 10. Well, the difference between your output at a 6 out of 10 and an 8 or 9 out of 10 could be $500,000 in revenue. And a lot of our high-performing clients say that to me. The reason I can use that example is because almost everyone who comes to us as a prospective client describes themselves as a 5 or a 6 out of 10. And then when they go alcohol-free, they describe themselves as an 8 or a 9 out of 10. Now, let's just say we do a calculation here. I'm pulling out my calculator on my phone. $500,000 additional revenue divided by 365 days a year means each day you choose to drink, you're not making $1,369.86. So you can argue that your drinking habits are costing you $1,369 a day. That's pretty frightful. That's pretty scary. And even if you say, right, I'm only having two drinks. I'm only having two drinks a day. Okay, well, let's divide that by two. Each drink that you have is $684. That's how much it's costing you. So every time
those are expensive drinks, James.
And this is just a modest calculation. So, yeah, something just particularly for business owners to be aware of, but even non-business owners, you know, you're an executive, you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, so to speak. If your superiors think that you're operating at a 7 out of 10 with your drinking habits the way they are, imagine what they'd be thinking of you if you're operating at a 9 out of 10. There'd be bonuses, there'd be promotions, there'd be all kinds of other benefits. And so you might be holding yourself back $50,000, $100,000 in the salary each year. You do that over 5 years, that's $500,000. It starts to add up.
Truly. Well, we're almost at our time, but I'd be remiss to ask you to just give us a quick rundown of the Project 90 and how that works. Do I need to travel? What's the time commitment? How does it shake out?
It's entirely virtual. So as long as you fit the demographic of a high achiever, an entrepreneur, an executive, attorney, realtor, that demographic I described earlier, if you're over the age of 35 and you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s, and you're not an alcoholic, you're not walking around describing yourself as an alcoholic, but you realize that your drinking habits are causing marital strain, or you're not present with your kids, or you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got lots of stress and anxiety, or you have high blood pressure, and you've identified that alcohol is the culprit, and you're ready to make a break and finally get lifetime power over drinking habits, and do so having it feel really fun and simple, and do it in a group of other like-minded people like yourself, then Project 90 is a 90-day stop drinking process where we put on about 10 Zoom calls every week. A client only needs to participate in at least two of them. We also have a community platform where you can network and correspond with all of the other members. We teach you the neuroscience of what's going on in your brain when you drink alcohol. We show you what to say to colleagues or family or friends who are encouraging you to drink. We show you alcohol-free alternatives. We show you what to do when you have a craving, for example, and what you can do in the moment to remove that craving or extinguish that craving. It's entirely virtual. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. It's probably about a three-hour time commitment. It's probably about a three-hour time commitment per week for 12 weeks. And that's not much. When you look at the ROI that you could generate from being alcohol free. So yeah, totally virtual. Great opportunity to mingle with other high achievers of a similar mindset and age group. And you know, it's simple. It might not feel easy at times, and that's understandable. I get it. But drinking doesn't feel very easy, does it? The consequences of drinking are painful. And a divorce can cost you a lot of money. Not being present with your kids can cost you a lot of happiness. The definition of success is that your kids actually want to spend time with you. And if they don't, maybe alcohol is causing that. So we'll teach you how to have conscious communications with your kids and your mother and your parents and your husband or wife or your significant other, and just have so much fun doing it. And we'll show you how to go to the Super Bowl and the NBA and the NFL while being alcohol free and have a great time. We'll show you how to go to parties and go to weddings and go to work business events where there's, where the alcohol is flowing, and you will be drinking alcohol free drinks and having the best time. We'll show you how to do that.
Outstanding. Well, James, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more, and just in general, how can they connect with you? Where can they dig into Project 90, and where can they get their copy of Clear?
Thank you. alcoholfreelifestyle.com/project90 is where you can get information about our flagship 90-day stop drinking process. If you'd like to get your hands on the book is called Clear, the only neuroscience-based method for high achievers to quit drinking without willpower, rehab, or AA. It's available online where all books are sold. It's on Amazon. It's officially out April 8th, but you can also go to alcoholfreelifestyle.com/clear. And you can pre-order if you're listening to this before April 8, or you can get the book there afterwards as well. And then also, if you'd like to send me a direct message on social media, I'm quite active at my Instagram account, which is at James Swanwick. And we put out a lot of videos and tips there to help folks to, at the very least, reduce their drinking and at best, finally break free from alcohol.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show James your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend that also appreciates good ideas. Go to alcoholfreelifestyle.com and check out Project 90, but also check out everything else that James has been talking about and what he's working on. Get your copy of Clear wherever you buy your books. I will link all of those in the notes of the show, and track James down on Instagram as well, and I will put that in the notes as well. Thanks again, James.
Thank you, George.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.